FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
This morning, and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, your station for fresh news, smart talk all day. It is Wednesday, the 5th of March, 2025, and you are on the clock with Erin Green. We've got lots to talk about. Here's why. It's March. March is Women's Month. It is recognized virtually all around the globe as Women's Month, and organizations take this time to focus on women's issues, political advocacy issues, health and healthcare issues, history and cultural issues. During March, we talk all things woman. And so today, I have representatives from the organization BASHRA, and that is the Bahama Sexual Health and Rights Association, to talk about their upcoming fundraiser, who they are, what they're doing now, and a couple of the areas of focus for the organization for March, Women's Month. And so it is my pleasure to have in studio with me this morning Ms. Roderica Ajua.
Ajua is fine.
Ajua.
Uh-huh.
Ajua. And my guest here?
Leah Forbes.
I just want to make sure I get the names correct. Okay, so we are going to be having a discussion for part of the show about BASHRA. And then in the second part of the show, I'm touching on some headlines. Of course, I would like to talk about this headline, as tragic as it is, 2 killed in separate traffic accidents. And then the headline at the top of today's Tribune, yet more failures over disclosures. And so let us get our conversation started. I'm going to share some information about things happening on New Providence over the next couple of days, including the weekend, before we start our conversation with our guests. I am a volunteer for an organization called Equality Bahamas, and they are hosting their annual International Women's Day March and Expo on Saturday, March the 8th. This march will take us from Eastern Parade to the Dundas, where we'll spend the day exploring the International Women's Day Expo. In addition to the exhibitors, including the Bahamas Crisis Center, the Dignified Girl Project, Hands for Hunger, and BASHRA is going to is going to be there. There'll be several activities taking place during the day. We'll have Zumba with Miss Deidre, salsa dancing with Danielle, self-defense with Sensei Melanie, a stage writing workshop with Nicolette Bethel, DIY mending with Jessica Russell, the Dundas Black Box Open Mic is going to have a booth there. The National Reparations Committee is going to have a booth there. And the Dundas Black Box team is going to be doing improv throughout the day at the expo. Now, you could go online, search Equality Bahamas Expo for more details. Tonight, Equality Bahamas is hosting their monthly event, Women's Wednesdays, and you can join them at the National Art Gallery of the Bahamas for movie night tonight, this Wednesday, March the 5th, at 6 p.m. We're watching Empire Waste, which follows a group of teens learning to love their bodies through inclusive fashion design and friendship. Following the film, there'll be a short discussion with the writer and director, Claire Ayoub. And we'll see her again at the expo on Saturday, March 8th. She will be facilitating a session there. So if you search Women Equality Bahamas Women's Wednesdays 2025, a link for the event should pop up there. The movie starts at 6 p.m. tonight at National Art Gallery of the Bahamas. Now, everybody doing everything on Saturday because it is International Women's Day. And we appreciate as many activities as possible recognizing the importance of this day. I know there's another march taking place on Saturday. I think it's called Walk in Love. And hopefully with enough encouragement, the organizers of that march will in the future join up with Equality Bahamas that has been hosting their march and expo since 2017. But we appreciate all efforts to draw attention to International Women's Day. On Saturday, Patrice Lockhart, certified menopause practitioner, is hosting a menopause workshop at the Diplomat Center from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Now, that does kind of conflict with our march, but it's such an important topic. As I, my 48-year-old self, marches forward. Right? It becomes an even more important topic to me and dear young ladies. Your menopause health is dependent on your health as a younger person, right? And we may touch on that a bit this morning with our guests from Bashra. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
How you all doing?
Well.
Now you have to pull the mic right in front of your mouth. Yeah, just prop it up a little bit. It'll pull up if you pull it up. There you go.
Nope. Yeah.
Okay, be good. Please introduce yourselves. Tell us what role you play in Bashra, and then give us a brief description of what Bashra is and what it does.
Okay, so good morning. Thank you again for having us on the show. My name is actually Nalia Forbes, but nobody remembers Nalia. So I'm Leah Forbes. I am the acting president of the Bahamas Sexual Health and Rights Association, and I'm joined by my beautiful vice president.
Oh, my turn. So my name is Rodrigo Cauley. Cauley is my official last name, but Ajwa is an alias name that I have since I do performances and stuff like that.
Okay.
So Ajwa is a name that I refer to myself as for my extracurriculars. Yes, I am the vice president of Bashra. It's been about 3 years now, I think.
Awesome. Okay.
Awesome.
Bashra is Bahamas Sexual Health and Rights Association.
Yes.
Now, y'all used to have a different name.
Yes. So we were formerly known as the Bahamas Family Planning Association. So a lot of people may be more familiar with that term.
Or familiar with the Family Planning Clinic.
Right. Or the Family Planning Clinic. So we still do have the building. It's located on number 37 East Avenue. So that's, if you're traveling on Arundel and Battery and Tire, it's opposite that, right next to the park. So in recent years, though, the building has, it needs some renovation.
Mm-hmm.
It needs some tender love and care.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're working towards getting that done.
Okay.
But the organization has been within the community for a really long time, from 1981, mm-hmm. Sorry, 84. Mm-hmm. So the 13th of April, 1984, some of our founding members, the late Honorable Bernard Nottage, we have Dr. Sandra Dean Partisan as our stalwart members. And so it's always been a community organization from its founding.
Mm-hmm.
The purpose of the organization is to advocate for sexual and reproductive health and rights within all of the Bahamas. So in the past, we used to offer medical services, including pap smears, contraceptives, HIV testing to all residents who need them. So, you know, some persons don't always want to go to the community clinic. We offered them either free or at a very reduced cost so that persons from within the community can come and receive those services in a friendly, private environment, you know, a little bit more comfortable for them.
Yes, absolutely. Because one of the biggest barriers to sexual health care is the perception of a lack of privacy.
Yes.
And a lack of confidentiality. So these types of services are offered as privately as possible,
yes,
taking right into consideration. That's one of the reasons why people are not seeking the services.
Yes, and in the past, we had a great contingent of physicians, and some of them are still willing to assist us. But you know, with our building being in a bit of disrepair, we have not been able to host the clinic,
offer those services,
right, and
yeah,
offer the services. So we're working back up towards that, and that's part of the reason why we're hosting our fundraiser, to get our building back up and running and hopefully be able to at least offer clinic services once or twice a week with our cooperating physicians. And so, you know, we had nurses, we had physicians. It was a really big thing. But since we don't have the clinic anymore, we've transitioned a bit. We've always advocated for education and knowledge, but right now that's what we do primarily.
All right, so now that you're in this I want to say transition stage, you want, mm-hmm, you're transitioning back to offering clinic services with the completion of the renovations of the building, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So currently, who are some of the agencies and organizations or individual professionals? You don't have to necessarily call their name, but maybe you could list the profession that you partner with to support your clients.
Right. So we, in the past, Dr. Stephen, oh Lord, I'm trying to remember the last name. It's
What was his discipline?
Yeah. He was a gynecologist.
Okay, you're right.
We also had Dr. Raming, two physicians who are now based in Freeport as well. We've only really had gynecologists that assisted us because in a lot of cases, we focused on women, but mm-hmm, that's also
changing.
Right, that's also, yes, changing. We know that men need the services too. They need the education. They need the awareness.
Let's stick a pin mm-hmm right there.
Yeah.
We know that there is an urgency to focus on young men's health.
Yes.
Because we're talking about sexual health, right? Because anecdotally, what I'm hearing is that far too many young men are using sexual aids,
yes,
to enhance their performance or their capacity to perform. Mm-hmm. And at 25, at 30,
yes,
at 35, mm-hmm, like historically, and culturally, this is astonishing to see men that young
relying on them,
experiencing issues like erectile dysfunction.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And so I'm glad to hear that there is a space for men, because of all the things we don't like to talk about,
is correct,
men and women alike out loud, is a man's inability to perform sexually.
Yes.
Yeah. And at a time when we need plenty talking about it, right?
Mm-hmm.
And this is the way, one of the ways that women could support men.
Mm-hmm.
If women talk about it everywhere,
yeah,
then men could hear it without, right, having, yeah, to start the conversation themselves,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like if we inundate the airwaves with this information, then that young man has access to more resources,
mm-hmm,
to begin his healing journey,
yeah,
with, you know, so that...
Without some stigma either.
Right.
Yeah.
Because a part of the stigma as well is, I don't want to appear an ignoramus about my own body.
Right. Yes. Or less of a man,
yeah,
in a lot of cases.
Yes.
And there's a lot of misinformation about what performance is actually like as well.
Yeah.
And so being around, well, being a part of these type of conversations also give them access to accurate information about,
right,
what this performance actually entails, because it's wanting to last 3 hours is not realistic.
So first things first, dear young men, I need you all to find a comedy performance by Richard Pryor. Now when I say young men, be 18 and older, please.
Yeah,
right.
Find the comedy performance by Richard Pryor and let him tell you, mm-hmm, how ridiculous that idea is. But
yeah,
if your first introduction to sex, early initiation,
pornography.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right? If your primary conversation about sex is with people whose primary engagement with sex is through pornography,
yes,
mm-hmm,
then it's easy to understand how young men believe that they are supposed to perform for,
yeah, mm-hmm,
30 minutes,
yeah.
45 minutes, an hour. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then the pressure that women put on men to perform in that way without acknowledging that you are asking a man to sprint
right
for 45 minutes.
No breaks.
And Usain Bolt could tell you, I stopped sprinting after 200 meters.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I ain't even running the four. Mm-hmm. Right? I mean, he could run it, but still, the point is, the marketing of sex has created these massive myths that have entrenched themselves into the culture, and young people have these distorted beliefs about sex, their sexual performance, and their capacity as sexual beings.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So last year we actually did host a seminar on men's health or men's sexual health generally. Yes. And we touched on some of those misconceptions. We touched on some of the health complications that men can experience. And a big part of the issue, too, is the boasting of men.
Yes.
You know, mm-hmm. So even without pornography as a fact, I always tell kids, you know, just because they say it, that this is what's happening, doesn't mean that it's true.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to have honest conversations with one another, women included with men, but men also with other men about what these issues are. And then there's the issue of substance abuse in our country that aid in the need of those
erectile dysfunction remedies.
Right. Even with our chronic medical illnesses as well, diabetes, hypertension, all of those things, arteries, which are the small blood vessels, and that can affect your, you know,
your performance. And then taking the sexual aids could exacerbate the pre-existing condition.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I heard 17 women say, Erin, you're talking about men. Yeah, but we're talking about men that women love.
Yes.
Right? We're talking about men that women love and want to love and want to have healthy sexual intimacy and relationships with, right?
And it's also important when talking about women's sexual health to talk about men, because not only do men's behavior and men's health affect our health, but also your man or the man that is bringing you children, his health affects the sexual health of your daughter.
Mm-hmm.
His fertility affects the reproductive health of your daughter as well. They're silent.
I mean, like, right, because I know that the father and the mother contribute to these genetic attributes, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
But, and right, and I know they say that fathers are responsible for whether you only have girls, not the women.
Yes. Yeah.
Right, because culturally, women would be blamed for not bearing male sons.
Mm-hmm.
But it's the man's genetics that determine the sex of the child. Virtually, not necessarily all the time, because it's science.
Mm-hmm.
But it's fascinating discussion. So, but let's transition to this fundraiser, right? I don't want to tell me what the name of your fundraiser is.
Sunsets and Strokes.
Sunsets and Strokes. What is it?
It is a sip and paint
event.
Yes, it is a sip and paint event.
Okay.
Our first one, actually, and not only will it be fun and engaging, but it's also an opportunity for information and sexual health information and conversation and games and activities as well.
We can have conversations like this there?
Yes.
More intriguing in all.
Yes.
Wait, okay.
Yes.
Okay, so who should attend this, your first annual Strokes and
Sunsets and Strokes
Sip and Paint fundraiser? Who should attend?
Everyone that's of legal adult age should attend.
Yeah.
So it is an event that we are promoting for women and men. So you can come in groups of your girlfriends. You can bring your significant other to come with you. If you are parents and you want to provide a space to bring your younger adult children to have this conversation, then you
can. So 16 with guardians.
Yes.
18 without a guardian.
Right. Yes. Once you reach the age of consent, we want you there. Because
right.
This is information that you need to know.
Absolutely. But you can't get access to the information. 16 is the age of consent, but 18 is the age to access
legal,
medical
legal
information.
Maturity, yeah.
So 16 parents, your 16-year-olds, your 17-year-olds, bring them out with you.
Yes.
Your 18-year-olds, you got two choices. Bring them with you.
Or send them.
Or three choices. Bring them with you.
Yeah.
Send them and tell them you need a small book report afterwards.
Yeah.
Because you can pay for them to go.
Yes.
Tell them we need a small book report, right? Or parents, you go.
Yeah.
And then you produce a small book report to present to your kids, your young adults, about what you learned and what you think is important for them to know on this journey to adulthood.
Yes.
Right? Because you could be 18, 19. It doesn't necessarily mean you're at the age of majority, but it doesn't mean you've matured into adulthood.
Yes. Correct. Correct. Right. So tickets are $75. And as Ms. Colley said, we do encourage persons once they're at that age to come out. Because oddly enough, the conversation about sex is not had very often within our homes with our children. A lot of people don't know how to initiate that conversation. A lot of adults don't even know how to have that honest conversation with their partners. And so I've also been telling people, look, use this as an opportunity for us to tell your partner what you are afraid to tell them.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know, there are certain things like testing that a lot of people don't believe in, but they just don't go unless they think something is wrong. I tell people, make it a practice when you get your annuals every year to ask for the whole battery of testing for STIs. Once you are sexually active, and even in some cases, if you're not, if you're getting tattoos, if you're engaging in other risky behaviors, you know, with needles and all of that stuff, then you need to get tested because you are open to all of these STIs and other issues. And yeast infections, you know.
Right, chlamydia.
Chlamydia.
Mm-hmm. Which on these yeast infections and chlamydia, if untreated, can turn into more serious conditions.
Syphilis, you could lose your mind. So, you know, you have to get tested, you have to get treated. And if you make it a regular part of your self-care, and it should be because it is self-care, you make it a regular part of your self-care and your partner's self-care, then there's no question as to whether or not we're both healthy, whether or not we're ready to start a family, whether or not we both are having the best experience that we both can have together. And so we always encourage people to come out. We can have that conversation if you're afraid to have it with your kids and your partner.
All right. I got a text here, and I think this is an appropriate time to respond to the text. It says, why are women talking about erectile dysfunction? That's like men talking about menstrual cycles and menopause. Dear texter, welcome. Hold on. Welcome, texter. Yes. Why would women be talking about erectile dysfunction? Let me ask you a question. Do men have erections just for themselves?
Right.
Mm. Now, bodily autonomy, personal gratification, right? There are times when the gratification is primarily personal, right? Like you're concerned about yourself. But the vast majority, like, text, I want you to think about it like I had to think about it just now. Why are women talking about erectile dysfunction? Mm-hmm. That's like men talking about menstrual cycles and menopause.
Mm-hmm. And they should.
They should.
And, you know, we alluded to it, but I guess we didn't elaborate on it. Most women in the Bahamas, they're heterosexual, right? And so your man's health affects and impacts you. Aside from this, my day job, I'm a social worker.
Mm-hmm.
And I have intimate conversations because I've worked in the hospital sphere. I have so many women that come up to me and they say to me, you know, my husband can't perform and that makes me feel less than.
Correct.
Makes me feel inadequate.
Right. It makes me feel inadequate. It makes me feel like he out there cheating. Uh-huh. And now all of a sudden you have a woman who's anxious. You have a woman who's depressed.
And he may be more ashamed to tell you he thinks he has erectile dysfunction than to tell you he cheating on you.
Yes.
Would you say, okay,
tired.
She didn't say it because I thought she was about to say he tied in at another church.
Yeah.
No, tired.
I know, but I say it now because the woman thinks he tied in at another church.
Right.
This time, that hesitation, that resistance to talk to you, that guilt, that anxiety is about his inability to say to you,
right.
I am inadequate for you and I don't know how I got here. And I don't know how I am going to get out of this space.
Yes.
And so, texter, women love men. And in the opposite, right, in the reverse, the man that doesn't understand why his wife has doesn't seem to be as responsive to those things that normally initiated intimacy. Mm-hmm, yeah. He may be thinking, is it because I'm inadequate? Right. Am I not making enough money? Mm-hmm, is she tired of this blue-collar life? Mm-hmm. Right? And for a man, right, because the women say, I want a man who could build a house.
That's right. For sure.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, what happened? Am I not that man anymore? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. These are important conversations. And then there's another aspect, Texter, in that space of uncertainty, lack of clarity, mm-hmm. and miscommunication, things like domestic violence can arise. Mm-hmm. Things like financial abuse can arise, where a man says, a woman, I taking care of you, mm-hmm. I taking care of the house, I taking care of the kids you bring with you, and all I ask you for is sex, right? I mean, and in a reasonable way, I don't put any emotional weight on you. I just need this physical thing that I can only get in my marriage. Mm-hmm. And how understanding he would be if she said, baby, I need to see a doctor. Right. It hurts when we engage. And I know you don't want to hurt me, mm-hmm. but I've been shamed to say, right? Like,
right, yeah.
As opposed, he would be understanding
mm-hmm.
and say, well, baby, whatever you need, let's get this sorted out. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
And in line to women's needs, us having conversations about men's ability to perform also affects women in terms of there was very little opportunities for women to talk about their preferences, mm-hmm. to talk about what they like, to talk about what feels good for them, because pleasure was something that was mainly for men. Mm-hmm. Once men got what they needed, that was the end of it. It mm-hmm. wasn't a conversation about what feels good for you, what you like, what you prefer. And so talking about males' ability to perform and what males do allows women the space to talk about what they like, mm-hmm. what they prefer, what feels good for them. And so it allows that conversation to take place as well.
Right. And because what developed in that lack of conversation is this culture of the bedroom bully.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This idea that you are supposed to hurt her.
Right.
It's supposed to be painful. That is the sign of your prowess, mm-hmm. right? And your capacity. And young people have perpetuated that, mm-hmm. while a lot of women have been abusing their bodies because, like, I'm not putting blame on men, because we're all performing in this space mm-hmm. that we don't quite understand. Mm-hmm. Anyway, Texter, that's why. Now, a Texter followed it up and said, could it be that some men are not performing because they're not attracted to their partners? Now, watch this. We talk about within marriages, right, where people are restricted to one partner.
Right, right.
There's that possibility, right? But in these spaces where women can talk to each other mm-hmm. and women can talk to professionals, one thing you will find is that first thing a doctor may say is, hey, you are morbidly obese.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Let us focus on reducing some of the weight mm-hmm. for your health.
Mm-hmm.
For men, y'all ever think that women are not attracted and unwilling to perform mm-hmm. because you out of weight, out of shape, mm-hmm. you overweight?
Yeah.
Right? At the same time, at the center of that conversation is it possible that we have been feeding ourselves false images mm-hmm. and false yeah. ideas around intimacy and attraction
yes.
and what the average body looks like yeah. and what is attractive.
Mm-hmm. Right. And so to answer the text message, you know, attraction changes throughout a relationship. Mm-hmm. And again, that goes back to being aware and having... Sometimes people don't know. They just assume that once you marry this person, you're just always supposed to want that person.
Mm-hmm.
But when you come into these spaces and I guess you speak to more people, then you find out that, hey, the same body that you got married with isn't the same body that you have now. And the work needs to continue to find different things that will attract your partner to you. Sometimes it's changing the types of activities that you do. If you all like to go and watch movies together, guess what? 5 years from now, we don't watch how much movies. Movies may not be my thing. We might need to go to the beach. We may need to take up an activity together and just begin to appreciate one another and see each other in a different light and to find different ways. You could maybe try some toys if you're open to it. It's an open and honest conversation with your partner and finding what it is you all click on. Another big thing, too, that I've noticed, we mentioned pornography earlier, and this is for men and women. Men ain't the only ones who are out there watching porn.
Mm-hmm.
Women watching it, too. If you are continuously feeding yourself all sorts of sexual stimulus through porn, through the pages that you follow on Instagram, big booty this, big whatever that, you know, things in real life, and I call it real life because this is real life. You're desensitizing yourself. Yes. You are changing, in a sense, what your attraction is. So you have to be careful about what you're feeding your body. And your eyes and your body, in a sense, in terms of the content that you consume. You know, we expect our partners, we expect everybody to be able to twerk.
Right.
Everybody can twerk.
Listen, here's what I've learned. There are, like, there's a muscle structure between the back and the gluteus maximus, right? There's a muscle structure that I think some people have evolved away from. I may be some people. But it takes work, right? Like, some people can do it naturally, or their lifestyle and what they do regularly has maintained that. But because we've become so sedentary and stationary, we're not using regularly that muscle structure to do that. So it's not obeah. It looked like obeah. It's not obeah, but it's about healthy. I mean, it's about I want to say a healthy body, right? Yes. It's about a healthy body. Yes. And understanding your body and how it works.
Yeah. Yes. And I don't think it's unfair to say, because I'm married.
Mm-hmm.
Anytime my husband gets to a certain weight, I look at him and I'm like, babes, you know, I think we need to start going to the gym. You know, let's go to the gym together. And so, not saying that you can't have a preference, because sometimes weight, just generally in terms of health, you need to stay a certain weight. But also, as a person, you know, you may have a preference in size. And so those conversations, I feel like you have from the onset, from you begin your relationship.
Let's get back to this fundraiser.
The fundraiser.
Right, because I have something I want to talk about.
Yes.
The date for the fundraiser.
Yes.
Is March 23rd.
That's a Sunday, right?
That's a Sunday.
Okay. Sunday. Location.
It's at the National Art Gallery. And it'll be at 4 p.m.
Yes. Okay.
Beautiful venue. Yes. We're going to have appetizers there. It's included in your cost.
Right.
We're going to have a free cup of wine. And then also additional drinks will be on sale if you'd like. Along with your beautiful canvas and a good time with your partner.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So, Sunday, March 23rd, starts at 4 p.m. National Art Gallery of the Bahamas. Mm-hmm. Groups of women, girlfriends.
Mm-hmm.
Groups of men. Husbands, what y'all need to do is put together a little portfolio and submit it to your wives. We have a group project. Us men's are going to the National Art Gallery so we could better equip ourselves for understanding ourselves and our partners and our union. And we tell them we could do a book report afterwards and it may have some participatory sections. Tell them that. They could like that part. Young people, seniors, parents and guardians, 18 and above.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I have a topic I want you all put on your agenda.
Okay.
First date discussions.
Ah.
First date discussions. I just saw this clip with this woman who said she's HIV positive.
Mm-hmm.
And she was responding to people, I guess, telling her that she has an obligation to disclose her status to people she is dating or she is interested in dating, right? And she moved through a range of arguments, starting with, well, when is the right time? When am I supposed to tell them? Mm-hmm. Is it when I first meet them? Is it the first date? Which sounds reasonable, because a first date does not mean that it's going sexual in intimacy is right. included.
We're on favorite mm-hmm. colors.
Although yes. we've developed that cultural idea that not only can a first date lead to sexual intimacy, mm-hmm. but if the man pays, then he should expect.
Right.
Also, that if you find a date on a particular in a particular space, like on mm-hmm. a dating app, mm-hmm. yeah. you should expect
to meet up for sex.
To you should expect an expectation of intimacy, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. And so then the woman went to. Your health is yours to protect mm-hmm, and not mine, right? Mm-hmm. Which I thought was a very dangerous extreme. It is true, mm-hmm. but in the context of the conversation,
yes.
I think that statement is problematic.
It is.
Mm-hmm. Your health is yours mm-hmm. to protect. I'm going to say even with self-gratification.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Go take your hands in for a check. Because mm-hmm. you must check that your fingernails are clean.
Right.
You wash your hands before yeah. you do it.
Correct.
We don't enforce it here in the Bahamas, but legally, you have to disclose your
status.
Your status.
Before intimacy.
Before intimacy. Legally, you have to. Now, I think, too, we need to be a little bit more selective in our partner choices, especially as women. Because a lot of times, you know, once a guy is interested in us, and I don't know if maybe the amount of men out there is lessened or you know, the quality, I don't know. But when a guy comes up to me and says, I want to go on a date, I got to know you first. I'm not just going to go on a date with you. We need to have some conversation so that I know when I go on this date, I am safe with you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And my mother always taught me when you go on a date with a man, that don't mean you leave your wallet home.
Right.
You take your wallet with you. You make sure you have money to hop in a taxi. If you
yes.
You make sure your friend knows where you guys went. Mm-hmm. You have somebody on standby. If you have to say, no, I straight. You ain't got to drop me home.
Mm-hmm.
You have a way out. You always have your exit strategy. You know, when you walk in a room and you need to know where the exits are in case a fire happens.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing. If a fire happened on your date, you need to go.
All right. Listen, we're going to a break. I was feeling... some music today. I was feeling a little oldish and a little youngish. So I found some Shirley Bassey tracks. Y'all know Shirley Bassey?
Mm-mm.
The name.
Goldfinger?
Mm. No.
This is nasty.
But I can hear it though.
Yeah.
Sounds
y'all
good.
Don't know history repeating? Goldfinger? Shirley Bassey? And what's the other one? I sent it to the producer. Anyway. I wanted to bring the young and the old together because that's what we're going to be doing at this sunset and strokes.
Mm-hmm.
Young people, this may be a shock to you, but older people.
Oh, we can talk about that when we come back.
Including geriatrics.
Yes.
Right? Are sexual beings and have sexual desire. Mm-hmm. I just think that's what they're doing. I'm paying attention, but that's what they do. Anyway, we go into a break. You're on the clock with Erin Green. We have representatives from Bashra joining us for Women's Month. We'll be right back.
Like a summer rain that cools the pavement with a pink leather shine. He came into my life and made the living fine. And gave a meaning to the same mind.
Wait, you know what's going down tomorrow?
Nobody, what happening?
Joe bringing the knife to school? He could do Junior in?
For what?
Wait, he fooled with Joe girl?
Mother sick. And you know Junior don't bark down for nothing. So that means he got a big fight tomorrow.
So whose side you on?
Side? I trying to stay in school, not Simpson fan. We gotta tell somebody about this fight.
Tell somebody? I ain't no snitch. I mean cool, you know.
Wait, if you so cool, then you need to stay in school and stay out of the fight.
Yeah, but if I don't hang on Joe's side, him and he boys coming for me next.
All right, so we definitely gotta tell somebody. We gotta prevent the fight.
What I say, I don't want nobody calling me snitch.
We could just call Crime Stoppers. You could report what you know, and nobody gotta know it's you.
So how do I avoid?
All you gotta do is call them, or you text them through the Crack Crime Bahamas app, and nobody can know it's you.
Then the police come looking for me for more info, and when they finish with them, Joe them coming looking for me?
When you call Crime Stoppers, the calls go directly to Miami, and they don't ask nothing about you. Then you can get the pen from them, and they can claim a reward later using that same pen.
Plus, everything's scrambled, so nobody can read what you're saying.
Calls 328-8477 from Nassau, or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands.
For fast, reliable, and impact wonderful printing services, look no further. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life. We stand by our quality products that is second to none. Our affordable pricing and friendly, efficient staff makes Printmasters the ultimate choice for all your printing needs. We can deliver any type of printing services, from banners to booklets to business cards. You name it, we can print it.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
Here's a price list of some of the roofing material we carry at Print Enterprises. 5/8 pressure treated roofing ply starting at $36.68. Gray Select Water Shield, 134.20 a rule. Felt, 15 pounds, $16.50, 30 pounds, $19.80. Owens, Corning Duration Shingles, and CertainTeed Landmark Shingles, $56.56 a bundle. Gallon of Roof Cement, $33.47. All sizes treated dimensional lumber. And of course, we have all nails and all screws. We have 5/8 sheetrock, $28.76. Half inch sheetrock, $22.18. All prices include VAT.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day. Heed the call to action against abuse and violence, and for hope and healing. Join Women Walk 2025, Saturday, March 8th at 9 a.m., Clifford Park. Come, walk, pray, wear purple or white, stand up for a strong, healthy community. A free event, Saturday, March 8th at 9 a.m.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on guardiantalkradio.com and the Guardian Radio app. Nassau, Bahamas.
Whatever may come, the world keeps revolving. They say the next big thing is here, that the revolution's near. But to me it seems quite clear that it's all just a little bit of history repeating.
Good morning and welcome back to On the Clock with Erin Green. Listen, your Grammy.
I'm grabbing.
She done cut a rug to that. And if you catch her on Wednesday night after Bible study, she may be cutting another rug, because let us not forget that we are sexual beings, and the only thing that changes is the way that we relate to sexual intimacy, our sexual self. I got a caller on the line. They've been holding from the break. So let's get to that caller. Good morning, caller. Oh, sorry, I miss you, caller. But listen, let me take this moment, because I got a texter here. The texter says, I agree with your guest. Most women in the Bahamas are obese or overweight. Men are attracted to petite and shaped women. But first of all, texter.
Hello.
They didn't say that.
I just, that's not.
I said that we have a significant number of people that are obese. I use the term morbidly obese, right? But to get into it, I think the stat that was most recently released was that approximately 43.7% of us are either obese or living with diabetes. Mm-hmm.
Some, we didn't say women, we said people.
People, yeah.
Right.
And getting to the medical part, your body only produces so much estrogen, only produces so much testosterone. And so when you have more body, it's not enough to meet, you know, the requirements in some cases for you to even want to engage in certain activities or to be effective. It affects sperm production. It affects egg production. It affects your drive, your libido. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it is important. You don't have to be skinny. We, all of us, I think, know some, you know, and I'm not skinny. I'm a little solid hair. You know, men like a little meat in the Bahamas, most cases.
And what we found culturally, that's a myth that all men like bone. I mean, KB put it down for the record. And they say bone for dog and meat for man, right? Yes. Okay. And so in that space, we challenge the idea that people are not attracted to overweight people. But in this whole space, dear texter, it would be foolish of anyone to really believe that mantra. All across your TV, all across Putin's internet, right? and Musk's Twitter, you see men expressing appeal and attraction and genuine love and desire and loyalty, mm-hmm. right? Because they say, oh, he got a fat wife, but you know what he'd be doing on the side? No, somebody, they loyalty to the person that they are attracted to mm-hmm. in multiple ways, right?
And obesity don't always look the right. same.
Yeah. Right.
So, because I count as obese.
So do I.
Right. I count, no, I hit the marker for obese as well, yeah, right? Yeah, yeah. The next it's thing is that yeah. obese people are typically starving. Right, because they're not getting the nutrients. They're starved, right. starved of nutrients, not calories.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
That's not to say that skinny people don't have medical issues as well. So yes. it's important to sort of push past or explore and interrogate those myths to determine which parts of them are mm-hmm. truth and which parts have been exacerbated right. for someone's agenda.
Healthy bodies. I think most people are attracted to confidence.
Right.
I think even with those, even with some solid, some really heavy ladies, once they wear on that body good and that's they have right. those clothes on, someone gonna holler at them. Mm-hmm. And same thing with men. They call them teddy bears.
Right.
You know.
That bod.
So to me.
Cuddling season and cupping season and right. cuddling mm-hmm. season, buddy.
Yeah. It's about health. Once you are at a healthy weight where you can perform for yourself and your partner and you're confident, you're comfortable, mm-hmm. that's what we want to advocate for.
And just before we transition to the session that you guys just had,
yes.
there's a video, a clip, reel that went viral of a dad bod, the ultimate dad bod on a skateboard in a skate park. Uh-huh. And this boy casually did a 360 mm-hmm. flip on the skateboard, mm-hmm. all dad bod, mm-hmm. right? So we don't believe the hype. Now, Ms. Colley, you were telling me about this session y'all had recently mm-hmm. with senior citizen yes. clients.
So we went into some nursing homes
mm-hmm.
and we had conversations with them about sexual health. And so I guess what was the most shocking to mm-hmm. me a little bit is that one of the younger workers said, why are y'all talking to old people about sex? Once you reach past 60, sex should not be on your mind. And I said, love, pleasure is pleasure. What feel good, feel good. Now your body can't do what it used to do when you were 40, but pleasure doesn't go away. A lot of us have uncles and aunties who are younger than us.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's an indication that your grandparents never stopped
being yeah. sexual beings.
Right. Mm-hmm. The whole concept of sugar mommy and sugar daddy exists because, yes, they can't do all the things, but the desire for that intimacy and that connection and those things is still there.
Let's talk just quickly. Let me tell you how important that conversation is. The nursing home assisted living and care facility space.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Just watch the show where a husband is petitioning for a power of attorney over his wife. The wife gave the daughter power of attorney. The wife has dementia and was placed in a care facility.
Mm-hmm.
The husband discovers that the wife is engaged in multiple sexual relationships yeah. mm-hmm. while in the home. Mm-hmm. He is both hurt emotionally,
right.
but also concerned that his wife doesn't have the capacity to consent.
Right.
The staff at the facility are expressing that, no, these are consensual relationships mm-hmm. or interactions, mm-hmm. even if she's in a state of dementia.
Mm-hmm.
But so a couple of things arise there in terms of how do we regulate
right.
these care facilities, understanding that sexuality and sexual intimacy is a part of their lives,
mm-hmm.
but also in terms of training
yes.
staff and certifying staff for these facilities, it's important. Carla, I think I missed you. I'm so sorry. It's important for these facilities to understand that old people are sexual beings
mm-hmm.
and they will do just what you did when you was a teenager correct. And you wasn't supposed to be having sex.
Correct. Mm-hmm. And what it does is that it poses a risk for them because if we don't think of them as sexual beings, then we don't provide the resources for them to do it safely.
Right.
And so no one's buying condoms for their granddaddy.
Right. And we're not testing them either.
Correct. And we're not testing them.
We did have an issue at some point where a nursing home, several persons would have contracted an STI and had to be treated for it because they are engaging in sex. And again, not providing them them with what they need to be safe, mm-hmm. not testing.
I have a texter that said, Ms. Green, that story is gross. I want you to know, texter, it's not gross to the constituency that it's about. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
See, a lot of us, too, when we think about old people having sex, we think about our parents. Yeah. We think about our grandparents. And so the talk...
No, I don't think about anybody. Unless I'm an old person. I'm thinking about it. It's okay.
Yeah. Our intern, she confided and she said, this is difficult because every time I go in and I have to talk to someone, I'm thinking about my Grammy and I don't want to think about my Grammy having sex, but it's real.
Right. And the rule is, if you are too uncomfortable to talk about sex, then you're not mature enough to be having sex.
Yeah, say it again for the people in the back.
If you're too uncomfortable to talk about sex, then you're not mature enough. You're not armed sufficiently to be engaging in sexual 100%. Intimacy with other people.
Would you believe, as a social worker, I dealt with young girls who delivered babies, like had babies. Birthed out of their own room. And I go to them and I'm like, well, just tell me how this happened. What happened? How did you get pregnant? And they can't say the word penis. They can't say my vagina.
No.
And I'm like, honey, you are too young for this baby.
I mean, tell you something. People are out here creating this environment, right? Like they won't even say it to the young people. They've created an environment where they can resist as much as possible talking to young people about it, but they're leaving young people with the impression that sex just happens, like a Disney movie, right? It just happens.
Once you meet someone you love.
And then it has just happened, and we are doing young people a disservice by not arming them with the tools. Right? And so I want to say for the parents who take their young people out to Sunset and Strokes, Sunday, March 23rd, NAGB, 4 p.m., you could be in that room with your young people. And when their eyes open up like, wow, you could open up your eyes like, wow, too, and say, I didn't know that either. I could be honest with you guys. Mm-hmm. We learning everything at the same time.
And we'll give you tips on how to talk to your kids, even if you don't want to bring your kids out to the event. We always have an addition. The information, we had a big... webinar, how to talk to your kids about sex. We invited parents at, I can't remember which primary school, Columbus, a lot of them I think were from Columbus Primary. Mm-hmm. And we had about 80 people on that Zoom and everybody just very engaged, trying to find out how to talk to their kids. And we love to see it.
Absolutely. Ms. Colley?
Yeah, so what I was going to say was sometimes what makes us uncomfortable is because you have to make the information appropriate for that age.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes we think, okay, we're talking to our kids about sex. We have to say all these raunchy things, but you don't. You can have very informed and educational conversations that are appropriate for that age.
Absolutely. So, Ms. Forbes, president of Bashra, Ms. Colley, vice president of Bashra. Bashra is Bahamas Sexual Health and Rights Association. And your first annual fundraiser, Sunsets and Strokes, Sip and Paint at NAGB, Sunday the 23rd of March, 2025, 4 p.m.
You can also follow us on Instagram and Facebook.
Absolutely.
MyBashra.org.
MyBashra.org. Just as we close out the show, don't miss the 2025 CONCACAF Beach Soccer Championship at Malcolm Park Beach Soccer Stadium in New Providence, Nassau, March 11th through 16th. Watch the Junkanoo boys take on top teams like Panama and the USA. It's free to attend. Come out and support your team. Puerto Rico and I think Costa Rica and Guatemala can be there as well. It's going to be a time and we get to celebrate the Junkanoo Beach Boys. Bahamian Games, all games featuring the Bahamas start at 8 p.m. to facilitate our participation. Right? Because activeness starts with a culture of appreciation for activity, right? And so let's get out there and let's show our young people that we focused on being healthy, whether it's for personal health, whether it's for our relationships and our capacity to be in healthy union with one another. Ladies, this was a wonderful conversation. You notice I didn't even get to talk about the thing I wanted to talk about because, we treat driving just like we treat sex. We give these young people the impression that you just wake up and know how to drive. Mm-hmm. Just the same way you play two video game and you know how to drive. The same way you watch two pornography tape and you know how to... Mm-mm. Mm-hmm. That's not correct.
No.
Let's focus, Bahamas. Anyway, Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Newry is up next. And I hope he let me talk about traffic just a little bit. Anyway, ladies, it was a pleasure, and this was a needed conversation.
Thank you for having us.
It's March. It's Women's Month. We're going to keep the conversations going, you guys. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you. And the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas. This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on guardiantalkradio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.